Hi guys, I am in Southampton today, which if you're not from the UK and you're not quite sure where that is, it's kind of down the bottom in the middle. So I've been down here for the last couple of days. I came down here Wednesday afternoon after spending the week in London, which we'll get back to in a moment. And I'm doing the usual workshop thing before wrapping up and then heading on to other things. But I guess scrolling back since last week's update, so last week I was in Leiden in the Netherlands, and I was there with my family, and that was just a totally awesome trip. Probably the highlight of the trip with the family was the time there, because it's just such a nice spot. So that was awesome. Came over to London on Friday afternoon and did the sort of, you know, usual London touristy things with the family. Went around, did the Eye, Hamley's toy shop, which was epic. If you've never seen this before, it's just like six floors of toys and people on every level playing with the toys with the kids. So that was pretty awesome. Tower of London, out in the countryside for a little bit, just sort of all the usual touristy things. They're now home, so I am back on my own for the last leg of this trip. And I did a couple of days worth of workshop in actually in Croydon, just on the southern side of London, for Dot Mailer. So that was good. Had a couple of days with those guys. Did a really great user group actually on Tuesday night in London. And I did this over at Skills Matter. It was for the London.net user group. Hundreds of people there, which was really good. So it was a really, really packed out session. Very well organized. Lots of engagement from everyone. Just a really sort of fun time. And I decided to do a talk that I think I called it like clouds and cybers and like something, something. And the whole point of it was that rather than a kind of like a normal structured talk where there's a deck and you go through the deck and you do all the things in order, I just went, let's just pick the best bits, right? We'll just pick the best bits out of most of the talks that I've done recently that I really like. And we did that for a couple of hours. That was actually recorded too, so I'll link to that in the notes down below. But one of the things which was kind of, I was going to say funny, maybe funny is not the right word, amusing. I did part of the talk on cloud pets. And you might have read before that cloud pets had a bit of a problem. So this is the things like the stuffed unicorns with the Bluetooth recording device in that, which you put in the kid's bed and anyone could actually connect to the Bluetooth, and then all their data got exposed because their Mongo was public with no power. It was just like an absolute train wreck of issues. And I started talking about this and I said, I sort of do the usual thing. Has anyone got a cloud pet? Expecting no one to say yes. And one guy is there and he's got his cloud pet and he's holding the cloud pet up at the back of the audience. And I'm sorry I didn't actually get to catch up with the person, because I would have loved to have had a selfie with the cloud pet just for, I don't know, like just for the sake of the memories. But that was sort of the tone of the night. It was just a lot of fun, a lot of engagement from people. So that was kind of awesome. So I did that Tuesday night. Dot Mailer was Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday, I came down to here in Southampton, and I've been doing a workshop the last couple of days for .NET Developer South. See, I told you I'm losing track of stuff. Developer South. And I did that with them yesterday and did a user group last night for them as well. Much smaller. It's a smaller place down here. It's not like central London. But still good all the same. Really nice group of people. Actually did it in a church, which is the first time I think I've done any sort of presentation in a church. But that was good. And then, of course, this morning doing the update, and I was thinking, wow, when I come down to do this update, it's going to be grey and raining and I can take the piss out of English weather again. Except, as you can probably see, I'm now having to squint because the sun is out. However, the way the weather is over here, by the time I finish this weekly update, I may have the hoodie on because it'll be raining. Who knows? That's the way it is. Right. Regardless of that, other stuff that has been happening beyond all the sort of travel and workshopy things, I wrote just a couple of days ago about StrawberryNet. Now, where do you begin with StrawberryNet? I first heard about StrawberryNet's problems. Problems is not the right word. I think they used the word features. Features. Features back in August last year, where I was running a workshop for a government department back in Australia. And I do a module in this workshop on enumeration. So enumeration being, hey, you might be able to go to the password reset page of a website, enter an email address, any email address, and it will come back and it will either say, that email address doesn't exist, or we have sent an email to that address. And there is your enumeration. You can keep asking questions of different email addresses and it will come back and tell you whether that address is in the system or not. So bad from a privacy perspective. Incidentally, websites like Adult Friend Finder, who've been hacked twice, once in 2015 and then very hacked earlier this year, they still have that risk. And if you, what's a nice way of putting this? If you are one who partakes in that style of lifestyle, which may involve multiple people of origins unknown, i.e. random people, don't use your real email address on a site like that because it will disclose whether you're there or not. So anyway, I'm doing this module on enumeration and I'm showing people stuff like that and I'm like, you know, this is terrible. Adult Friend Finder shouldn't be leaking email addresses. And there's this one guy who was in the workshop and he's like, here, hold my beer. And he goes to strawberrynet.com, which is all in the blog post, and he enters an email address. And it was a fairly random email address, but it was like a female's name at gmail.com. But StrawberryNet is a cosmetics website, and there are going to be a lot of females on there. He enters the email address, and then all of this girl's data comes back. Like her phone number, her address, like really personal information. And I was like, holy shit, look at that. You can actually get all this data back. I was like, you got to tell him, you got to let him know. And he's like, no, I told him. And they know, and they believe that this is a positive thing. And in fact, he showed me feedback he'd had, and they'd said something like, don't worry, we've got SSL. And I'm just going, this is just so unfathomably stupid. And you know, first I was like, okay, we've got to let them know. And then once he showed me that and it was like, they do know, I wrote a blog post and I called it Website Enumeration Insanity. I'll link to that as well. And this is back in August last year. And then of course, a lot of people read it and they were like, holy shit, look at what StrawberryNet does. Many people had an account, either that or their significant other had an account, and they got rather cranky about it and they contacted StrawberryNet. And all this sort of feedback was given to people from StrawberryNet justifying their position. So that the thing about SSL was one of them. There was also an excuse that they were actually PCI DSS compliant. Now, I assume that is the case given that they're still taking credit card payments and that this sort of thing about leaking personal data just doesn't come under the scope of PCI DSS level one, which I know sounds weird, but there are many weird things about PCI. There was further sort of justification saying, we've done surveys of our users and they like our passwordless checkout function. And then the one that still remains my favorite is they said, using your email address as your password is sufficient security. Yes, they said that. And they still do this thing where they disclose data, except they've made a little change. And it was funny actually, because for quite a while there, their pinned tweet was, yeah, we're going to fix our stuff. We're about to fix our stuff. And it was there for months. And then recently, this is about 2 months ago, there's another pinned tweet saying, we're going to fix this or we're going to update our login process in the next 2 weeks. And then I think it was actually whilst I was away doing workshops, I noticed that something changed. And the thing that changed is after you search for someone, and this is what it is, it's actually part of the checkout process, but let's face it, from an abuse perspective, it's searching for someone. So what you do, very active, very early on, so what you do is you enter the email address and instead of having, let's say, some random girl's data come back and show the phone number and address in full, now they obfuscate part of it. They still show way too much data, but they put little asterisks in sections. And this is their solution. And you look at it and you go, okay, that is totally insufficient, right? It's no good. You're still leaking way too much information. But the real beautiful part of this is that as an anonymous user, after you enter this other person's email address and you see the data back, there's a little link that says change billing address. And you click on change billing address and all of the person's data comes back in text boxes. The whole thing. And you're looking at it going, holy shit, like what have they done? They have actually entirely undone the goodwill benefit of this still vastly insufficient thing of putting asterisks there. But then, like a fraction of a second later, it disappears because they've got client script, which then removes it from the DOM or hides it from the DOM at least after it actually loads. Now you can then jump into the inspector tool in your browser and go through and actually see the value in the field, which is just head-smackingly ridiculous. And in case you're having trouble visualizing this, I did a little video of it and I put that in the blog post because I don't know how long they're going to leave this there for. And unfortunately in this case, the female name at gmail.com that I entered, and I did obfuscate the name because I don't want to make life hard on the girl who actually owns the address. The first name was changed to Dick and the last name was changed to Butt. And I'm guessing that that is not this individual's real name, but you can go and change anyone's billing address as well. And it is just like head-smackingly stupid. And I think the thing that I sort of lament significantly, and I sort of think about this and go, why are we there? Is that we're in an era where we're seeing things like sophisticated ransomware and state-sponsored attacks and all of these awesome browser controls that are coming along to make security better, you know, same site cookies and cool response headers and content security policies, all these things. And then someone goes around and just literally serves up all the data. Yeah, it's going to keep me very well employed for a very long time, I know that much. All right, so that is StrawberryNet. That is an absolute mess of a thing. Go and check out the blog post, because if you haven't seen it and you haven't seen the video, you honestly will not believe it until you see it. All right, so moving on, in terms of the next things that I'm doing. So today is Friday morning. I've got to finish this and then go and talk to the folks over at Developer South and finish the workshop there. Tomorrow morning, I head back to Amsterdam. This is my third trip to the Netherlands on this trip, which is good because I do love being in the Netherlands. I've got a lot of history there. So that works out well. I'm doing a workshop on Monday and Tuesday in Amsterdam. Monday night, I'm doing a user group put on by TomTom. And I'm kind of interested to see what TomTom do these days, because I always thought about TomTom being the GPS maker. And obviously, we've got things like this smartphone just here, which has sort of changed the world of in-car GPSs. Apparently, they do smartwatches and things like this, but I'm kind of interested. So I will be there on Monday night. That's an open workshop. I'll link to that. I'll also be doing another workshop on Wednesday evening for Ordina. And this is in Nijmegen. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm normally pretty good with the Dutch pronunciation, but this one's got me thrown. So I'll be there, I'll link to that. And then I'm also doing a workshop, a workshop that anyone can register for in the same location. I believe it's about 10 minutes out of Utrecht, for those who don't know where my murdered pronunciation of the place is. I'll be doing a workshop there on Thursday and Friday. So if you want to get along and you're around the Netherlands or accessible to the Netherlands and you want to come do a workshop, that'll be the last one I do on this trip. And then after I finish on Friday night, I'm going home. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. But I should be doing another one of these updates from wherever that place is near Utrecht on Friday. So I'll give you another update then. And that'll be the last one abroad for quite some time. So last thing, my sponsor this week is Exabeam. They have been a sponsor many times over, and they do a bunch of stuff in terms of log management and integration with Seams and some pretty fancy things along those lines. So I really appreciate their ongoing support. And looking at my sponsor list, it looks like I'm filled out, I think until about October, but quite some way in the future. There might be one or two little gaps. And then I've actually got bookings all the way through to December as well. So I am overjoyed at how well the sponsorship has been going. And it is thanks to organizations like Exabeam. So you will not be seeing any ads on my blog in the traditional sense, I don't think ever, because frankly, even if I didn't have a sponsor slot filled, I'm not putting those stinking ads back. I hated that model. So that's working really well. So thank you everyone who does go and check out the sponsors, because that helps them support me to do what I do. And it keeps things in a much more friendly, less tracky, sucky way, unlike many other websites that do rely on them. So thank you very much for watching, and I'm going to go and do my second day of the workshop with these guys over in Developer South today, and I'll come to you from the Netherlands again next week. Thanks, guys.